Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that something is going on with the apples. Ava is not feeling well, and so are a whole bunch of other people. How in the world are Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas doing something to the apples, and now the strawberries? This is super strange. Let's see what happens next. After school, Jaden is on his way to HQ. He was flying with his jetpack there because he wanted to get there as soon as possible. He was pretty worried about Ava and was very suspicious of what was going on. As he arrived at HQ, he reached for his access card to open the door. And remember, spies, go to SpyologySquad.com to get your free access card. Every spy needs one. Even your parents, because together, you and your parents can solve our greatest mysteries. Just don't let Dr. Stinky Breath know about the access card. Jaden, I'm so glad you're here, said Mr. Jim. Come, look at this. Jaden ran over to the big screen to look at what Mr. Jim had pulled up. Wow, record apple sales. I've never heard of that, said Jaden. But yeah, everyone's talking about those apples, so it makes sense. They've become like almost impossible to find now. I haven't even tried one yet, said Jaden. Well, I think we should tap the brakes on eating any of those apples, said Mr. Jim, because it just feels super strange that all these apples started selling out and now everyone's sick. Seems like it might be connected. All right, well, let's go to the store and see if we can find one, said Jaden. Mr. Jim and Jaden headed off to the store together. But as they arrived, they could tell that it was complete chaos. Holy smokes, I've never seen so many people at the grocery store before, said Jaden. Yeah, there's something not right about this, said Mr. Jim. But let's see if we can find at least an apple so we can do some tests on it. Mr. Jim and Jaden couldn't even get in the store. It was completely filled with people wanting more apples. The apples were sold out. Wait a second, said Mr. Jim. Ava said she had been eating a whole bunch of the apples. I wonder if she has any left. Let's call her. Shh. Hey, Ava, are you there? Over. Shh.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm still here. Still feeling terrible. What's going on?
Shh. Ava, do you have any more of those apples at your house?
No, I ate all of them. Because I really wanted to run a test on the apples to see if there's anything strange about them, said Mr. Jim.
Shh. Oh, well, I think there's some apple cores still in the garbage. I know that sounds completely disgusting, but you could maybe run some tests on those apple cores.
Shh. Yes, that would be perfect. If you can find an apple core, take a look and see what you can tell, and then send it over to HQ and we'll run an analysis on it.
Ava sat up from her couch and walked over towards where the garbage was, and she was holding her belly because it just still was feeling terrible in her teeth. Ugh, what in the world is going on? She thought to herself. As she opened up the garbage can,
it smells terrible.
She plugged her nose and started carefully looking around in the garbage, but there it was. There was one of the apple cores sitting right there. All right, Mr. Applecore, let's take a look at you. Ava pulled it out, put it on a paper towel on her counter, and cut it open. Whoa, those are weird-looking apple seeds. Do you know what color apple seeds are normally?
Yeah, they're kind of like brown or black, like a dark brown.
Yeah. Well, these were bright red, like super shiny. They almost looked like candy. She took a hammer and cracked one of the seeds open, and it just didn't look normal. It didn't look like a normal seed.
Shh. Hey, Jaden, do you know anything about seeds?
Shh. Hey, Ava,
Yeah, I actually did a report on seeds a while ago, and yeah, there's like three parts to a seed. The outer part is called the seed coat. That's what we, you know, when you hold a seed, that's the piece that you see. Inside, if you were to crack it open, you can see the majority of the inside is called the endosperm. The endosperm is kind of like the food for the baby plant to grow inside the seed. The baby plant is called the embryo. That's kind of hard to imagine. Do you have like a better analogy of what that seed looks like? Yes, said Jaden. Imagine like an egg, like a chicken egg. The shell of the egg, that's the seed coat that I was talking about. And then if you crack it open, the embryo, that's the yellow part of that chicken egg. That is the creature that grows inside the egg. And so for seeds, that's the plant, the tree or the, you know, bush or whatever. And the endosperm, that's that clear part inside the egg. Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense, said Ava. So the endosperm, that's a really important ingredient inside the seed. That is what gives the embryo all it needs to start growing and push its way out of the seed. Okay, that makes a lot more sense, said Ava. So what I'm looking at here, the seeds are bright, shiny red, kind of like candy. And then I cracked one of them open and inside, I'm assuming this is the endosperm that I'm looking at. It's also very red. I don't think that's what a normal apple seed looks like inside. Yeah, that's definitely not what they look like. They're usually like whitish inside, not red. Ava, can you just send that over in a drone to HQ and we'll take a look? Mr. Jim and Jaden were already on their way back to HQ from that failed grocery store run. And so hopefully they were going to be able to take a look at that apple quickly and learn something about it. Back up at Dr. Stinky Breath's lab.
All right, Purple Ninjas. I think our delicious strawberry plan is ready. So, let's make sure everybody knows about how delicious they are. Let's make these new strawberries free for everyone.
As Jaden and Mr. Jim arrived at HQ, they saw the drone that Ava had sent over. Jaden grabbed the drone outside and brought it in to start a lab analysis. All right, I'm going to run a full panel on this apple seed and even the apple just to see if we can get a better idea of what's going on with it, said Jaden. Mr. Jim, do you happen to have like a regular apple? Yeah, let me check the fridge. Mr. Jim ran over to the fridge and found a regular apple.
Perfect, said Jaden. This I'm going to use as our control. This is what normal apples should look like, and I'll compare what the difference is with this apple that we think might have made Ava and everybody sick.
Yeah, that's a great plan that Jaden has. When you are doing an experiment, it's great to have something to compare it to. And so comparing it to a regular apple, that's the perfect way.
Ding, ding, ding. The analysis is complete.
Hey, Mr. Jim, can you grab the report off the printer?
Yeah, here it is.
Mr. Jim grabbed the report and handed it to Jaden to read.
All right. Whoa, looks like this seed is really like made of candy. Yeah, the endosperm is completely candy. And there's something in there that, what does it say? There's some kind of ingredient in there that when you eat it once, your body wants to eat it again and again and again.
That's dangerous, said Mr. Jim. Jaden grabbed his walkie-talkie and,
shh, Ava, we just read the report from the apple analysis that somehow the seeds are made of candy and I think the apples are too.
What? Said Ava. Real candy?
Yes, real candy. And there's something in there that's addictive. It, like when you eat it once, your body wants to eat it again and again and again. It's really dangerous. I need you to make a video and post it on the school page to tell everyone to stop eating these apples. There's something wrong with them. Over.
Mr. Jim, we're going to need to make some kind of special strong toothpaste. Maybe we'll call it spy paste. And hopefully that will be able to clean everyone's teeth because there's something in here that is making these cavities just grow so quickly.
That's a great idea, Jaden. I'll get right on it, said Mr. Jim.
Guys, I made the video, but no one's believing me.
And they're even commenting now that it's about strawberries now. I guess apples aren't as cool anymore, and now people are crazy about these free strawberries. What is going on? Shouted Ava. Oh no! Is Biology Squad going to be able to save the day and stop everyone from eating these poisoned apples and strawberries? I don't know. I hope they're able to make that super secret spy paste in time. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.